We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number. Or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted Protest 2019 in Washington, D.C. occurs October the 18th through the 22nd. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest, and this event is in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free T-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. The website is as follows. https://www.house.gov/representatives. Tonight we have a very special guest, once again, Janet Phelan. She writes for the Activist Post, among others, and she is probably one of the most renowned journalists that we have, because she speaks the truth. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, thank you so much, Frank. That was a lovely introduction. I'd like to talk tonight, because I think we're getting rich, and I'd like to sort of share the perspective that I have that really ends up explaining a number of what appear to be very disparate sort of political events. But, you know, it depends on the lens through which you're looking at the world. And I think the lens that I have developed here has a lot of merit. Now, we know that there was a lot of talk about, and a book, actually, Global Chessboard, and people referred to sort of a lens through which one in the world. And I think there's a lot of merit in that book, but that book left out what I think is one of the guiding principles that is running the show here. And that guiding principle is the principle of...
Okay, you're breaking up. The guiding principle is...
I imagine that a lot of people might take issue with that.
Okay, you are breaking up.
Hello?
All right. Okay, with the Supreme Court granting that Trump has the power to requisition Pentagon monies under a state of emergency to build a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico, one might wonder what all the drama is about. As we enter the campaign season for the 2020 presidential elections, it should be excruciatingly obvious to observers that many of Trump's previous campaign promises have fallen by the wayside. The swamp has not been drained, and the Clintons have not been imprisoned. Other than a whole lot of tweets and bombast, Trump's attacks on the press have eventuated in one solid action: his administration's efforts to imprison the icon of non-fake news, Julian Assange. The wall represents a concrete testimony to Trump's keeping his word. However, there are more insidious implications to the wall which seem to be absent from the current political dialogue. Indeed, the dialogue has focused on the impact of Central Americans and Mexicans flooding into the U.S. Okay.
Hello,
Janet,
Frank.
You with us? Hi.
Yeah, I'm with you now.
Okay.
So I guess I said the E word and everything went sort of, everything blitzed out. So should I go on from where I was or?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. So I am proposing that if you look at both domestic and foreign policy of the United States, through the lens of eugenics, a lot of things are going to fall into place. Now, what I started to say, and I think things got sort of muffled, is that a lot of people are going to object to this. They think that we have a free and open society in the U.S., that we have a level playing field, and some of the things we're going to be discussing tonight show very clearly that we don't, and that we don't in a manner that actually reflects an underground eugenics policy. So I'd like to spend the rest of the hour discussing, you know, what those big red flags are and how this appears to be moving towards a rather unfortunate scenario.
Janet?
Yes.
If you'd like me to join you, just pause shortly, and I will join in with you.
Well, you are free to ask me questions and join in wherever you want, Frank.
Okay, I will do that then.
Okay, great. So I don't know how much time we have for the break, but I would like to start off by talking about how eugenics manifests in terms of the treatment of the elderly and disabled. As we know, one of the big eugenicists of the 20th century was Adolf Hitler. I do believe that his policies have been adopted by the U.S. government. However, manner is not forthright and that is obfuscated and covered with propaganda so that we can't get the clear message. So first of all, the very first eugenics extermination program that was launched by Adolf Hitler was actually called T4. And it involved not the killing of Jews or Jehovah's Witnesses or homosexuals. It involved the wholesale slaughter of hundreds of thousands of ethnic Germans who were elderly and disabled. It was T4 program.
Janet, this seems to be the way of the world. The very young and the very old are focused upon. And all of a sudden, an elderly individual will just disappear.
Well, I think they're disappearing into the bowels of the adult guardianship programs. And if you couple the laws and the horrific abuses going on in adult guardianships, and if the listening audience is not aware of the horrific abuses, please start Googling tonight. Okay, so you've got those programs which are sanctioned by law, and they involve court proceedings, and they're involving now unnecessary deaths. Essentially, what happens is that an older person or a disabled person is put under a guardianship by, let's say, a stranger. A guardianship company petitions for the guardianship and almost always gets it over a family member. And the stranger, the guardian, proceeds to drain the estate to isolate the older person from their concerned and loving family and friends. And at the time where the estate is running out, the elderly person is denied appropriate medical care and dies. And this denial of appropriate medical care is causing death. And this is happening over and over and over again. But there's another legal maneuver that is sneaking up on us and that also involves the killing off of the elderly and disabled legally. And that is the assisted suicide and euthanasia laws, which are being passed, have been passed by a number of states within the U.S. But when you put those two laws together, if you have someone under a guardianship and the guardian wants to invoke the euthanasia law, then you've got a big problem because they've got themselves legally covered here. So,
Janet,
you know, yes.
What about the individual's human rights? Are they forfeit? Or does this...
When a person goes under a guardianship, they lose most of their civil rights. They do not have the right to manage their assets. They do not have the right, generally speaking, to choose where they live. They do not have the right to see their children. In some cases, the guardians are forcing a divorce between the person under guardianship and a spouse that they may have been married to for 40 or 50 years. So you become a legal zero. You become the property of the guardian.
So you can work your entire life in the United States of America, pay taxes, and when it comes time for you to enjoy yourself, everything is confiscated. I imagine homes are in danger of being confiscated as well as they are assets. So
yes,
this is quite a picture.
They're confiscated and sold very often, yes. So
okay, I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought.
Oh, no, you didn't. That was actually an important point to bring up because the guardians generally do sell the home and then find multiple reasons to charge the estate for this and that, and they end up with the money. And once again, I encourage the listening audience to start Googling adult guardianship. Now, there's been some very ugly developments here. Recently, I believe last year, a guardian named April Parks was sentenced to prison for some of her dealings with elderly people. You know, there were charges of fraud and so forth. When they went to April Parks' storage space, they found urns full of cremated people that she was supposed to be taking care of, right? She had the urns. And just last week, there's another guardian in Florida named Rebecca, I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right, Fearley, and she's now under a lot of suspicion of this and that, and they found urns in her office.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's actually grotesque.
This Melody Scott person is of great interest to me because I cannot believe what I have read about this individual.
Mm-hmm.
She has taken millions
of
dollars from estate accounts and whatnot.
Yeah.
And just absconded with it.
Well, you know, she has very clever attorneys, and she has, you know, she has simply absconded, apparently, with, you know, quite a bit of money. She also has methods by, for example, she doesn't report certain bank accounts to the court, and because all the money is basically in her dominion now, she doesn't report those assets. Therefore, nobody can see, you know. It's not part of the record. So she is apparently or has been under a Secret Service investigation, but now we get to the point where the Secret Service is beginning to equivocate. I was contacted by the Secret Service about Melody Scott a year and a half ago, and I've written quite a bit about her, and I gave them a lot of information, and I also give them people to contact, and many of whom they didn't even contact. And then a year and a half later, you know, why is there no arrest? I'll say more on that, I guess, when we come back from break.
Okay. Thank you very much, folks, for listening. It's my pleasure.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are coming to you live once again from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number. Or you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. We have no further dealings with our previous conference call service. So this is something that is new this year. Targeted protest 2019 in Washington, D.C. occurs October the 18th through the 22nd. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a five-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. The website to contact them is as follows: https://www.house.gov/representatives. And I'd like to say that Targeted Justice is an icon in the targeted community that others should look to for example. Okay, tonight we have special guest Janet Phelan, and we are speaking about the injustices happening in the United States at the hands of attorneys, i.e. guardianship. All right, go ahead, Janet.
Right. Well, I just want to say something really quickly about Melody Scott, and then I want to move on to the other indications of an active underground eugenics program and programs within the United States. Melody Scott, for, you know, as disturbing as her actions are, could never have operated without legal protection. That would be judges, police officers. Her crimes have been reported to five lead district attorneys, to the Attorney General of California, and as well as to the Department of Justice in D.C. And unilaterally, all of these legal entities turned a blind eye to what Melody Scott was doing. I've always said that if Melody Scott goes down, she's going to take with her a good chunk of California and a good chunk of D.C. Now, the question is, why would this be so? And Melody Scott, you know, is one person. We've got duplicate activities, duplicate guardians, duplicate attorneys doing the same thing all over the U.S. And the point is,
We've got a quick commercial, another 3 minutes, and then we'll be back up for 20. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running?
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can hint the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. I'm going to jump over our ads at this point and get right back to our special guest, Janet Phelan, one exceptional journalist. Okay, Janet, go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Frank. So basically, before I move on to the other evidence of eugenics programs that are being attempted to be presented as something else in the U.S., I want to make clear that guardianship, which is known to be attacking the life savings of the elderly and disabled and resulting in their untimely deaths, sounds a lot like Hitler's T4 program to me, that this guardianship issue is protected from the top to the bottom. And, you know, I encourage people who are not aware of this to start Googling, and you'll find out about this pretty quickly.
Janet?
So, but we have other evidences of other Hitlerian eugenics programs in the U.S. now. I want to talk for just a minute about the disappearances of the homeless. Now, in Hitler's time, I guess maybe his homeless were gypsies, okay? But nevertheless, they would, under the rubric of useless eaters, Hitler was trying to kill them off. So the homeless are now disappearing in the U.S. I did one article on this. It was called The Great Disappearance of 2009, and it focused on what happened in Los Angeles at that point in time. But what happened in Los Angeles has happened in many other communities as well. So we have an issue now with those people also disappearing. I'd like to bring up also as another indication of a wholesale adoption of Hitler's his methods and his motives is what's happening to the people who identify themselves as TIs. They're being experimented on. They're being experimented on, and their human rights and their legal rights are being roughshod over. You know, somebody in very high places of power wants to find out how all of this, these electronics are affecting human beings, and they're putting people in programs. We have so, I don't even know the numbers now, that are considered in this program in the U.S. I've heard as high as a million. Okay, we have normal American citizens being put in these programs, being attacked with electronics, and being hurt horribly, and in some cases killed. So if this is news to you, to the listening audience, again, get out your computers and start Googling.
Janet, I think that you'll find that a third of the targets are either in prison or in psychiatric units. Another third has just not found us yet, or they don't have communicative abilities. They don't have phones. There's places like that in the United States, Appalachia, for example. And I think the other third of the TIs are you and I. So those who have come forward right now, I believe, represent one third of the TIs in the U.S. Abroad, I do not have any collective numbers that I can actually put together. I'm trying to communicate with the UK to see if they have any broadening outlooks as to the numbers. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, that's a very good and important effort, Frank, and I'm glad to hear about that. Yeah, I want to go back to Hitler for a second because, you know, we know through our history books and our history classes that we were the Allies and we went in and defeated Hitler, right? Well, there's a little bit of a shade of gray there because the world community, the leaders, FDR, Great Britain, France, all these countries. And if you look at what happened first in the Evian Conference among world leaders in 1938, and again in 1943, the Bermuda Conference, you'll see that the world leaders were going, oh, gee, these people being killed. Oh, too bad. We're not going to take any of them. We're not taking any refugees. So our objections to Hitler were his taking over the world and invading people. We didn't object to his killing off Jews and others. And this is part of the secret history of the United States, which is coming into light now. There have been a lot of documents that have been uncovered showing this, you know, rampant disinterest in doing anything about what was happening at Auschwitz, at Dachau, any of these places. So I want to kind of clarify, yeah, we didn't want Hitler taking over the world. We could have cared less about the people he was killing. Okay, so I want to go now in a little deeper to into the eugenics issue as it's manifesting now, with the U.S. Leading the pack, and that is the U.S.'s secret and covert biological weapons program, which has been brought to the attention now of the United Nations at their Biological Weapons Convention. And it resulted in the Eighth Review Conference in 2016. It did result in a little bit of a flurry. And it did result in a rather significant sized article in TASS in Russia, although the U.S. that was there didn't worry about it. So the U.S. has launched a covert biological weapons program. And this program is evidenced in more than one aspect. It is not a coincidence that the attacks of September were
stay in one place, police. Janet.
Because
I'm losing a little bit. Stay in one place and stay close to the
windows here. I am in one place.
Okay.
I'm not moving. Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay, you got me now?
Okay, yes,
great.
I do.
So the anthrax attacks and the events of September 11th were essentially twinned because two things happened here. First of all, we were robbed of most of our privacy rights and civil rights through the USA Patriot Act. But also what happened was a massive and actually covert offensive biological weapons program was launched by the U.S. And the funding for this came due to the anthrax attack.
Janet, we have Pat from Fort Worth, Texas, who would like to ask you a question.
Sure.
Well, I hate to interrupt you, but I found that they've passed a law here in Texas, and I can't even find who is behind it. That's really weird. And it's Senate Bill 11 in 2017, and it regulates DNR in the hospital, whereas before it was only regulated out of the hospital. But it's very weird because you get veterans who have problems, mental maybe, and they're estranged from their family and they can't find them. And if they found them, they're probably worse off than they are, the veterans. And nobody can help them because they say, "It's the law where you're not. Do you have a legal power, medical power of attorney? You know." And I understand all that's necessary, but you got these foreign doctors over here who get virgins if they take people out, and it's really getting sad. I think because when you have more than one case like this, you really get to start to notice things. And I wanted somebody to look into that who cares, and I don't know where to start. But it's Senate Bill 11 in Texas, and it may be kind of good for, I think it's the American Hospital Association. It's the part that I read about it. But you have to, you know, take everything you read with a grain of salt, where they're getting it, where it's going from, it's legalese. And another thing, too, I know this is anecdotal according to one doctor who ended up doing it. If they have pneumonia, say Staphylococcus aureus, which is, you know, making them blood cells break open and everything, they have all kind of problems, and given 5 antibiotics, people don't believe they do that. And they won't give them a simple vitamin C in their feeding tube, and they're really not getting any food to build up any immunity. And they won't do that. And to me, it's too many people dying in the hospital from pneumonia nowadays. Do you agree?
Yes, I will look this up. This was Senate Bill 11 in Texas in 2017.
Yes, please. Thank you.
I will definitely look that up. Thank you very much for bringing that to my attention.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we have a lot of great listeners that bring information forward.
Yes, and I always learn from them too. So I think back to where I was here. We were talking about human experimentation and also about how the U.S. wasn't objecting to what was happening in the camps. They were objecting to Hitler's imperialistic endeavors. So this brings us sort of to a very concerning part in this show, which is what is happening, you know, what is the issue now in the Middle East? Because it does appear that the U.S. is intent on poking the dragon in the Middle East, and the dragon would be Iran. Now, most of the other countries that the U.S. has invaded now have been less than equipped to mount much of a response. Iran, however, is not your daddy's Oldsmobile and is not Iraq, and has pledged, should the U.S. attack, has pledged to destroy Israel.
If we can believe our own news, they have taken 3 tankers. So they are daring us to do something about it.
Well, you know, some of the tankers that they said they didn't take, or some maybe they did, you know, but the fact is, it's beginning to look very strongly like we're going to go to war with Iran. And this has been projected in a number of, you know, these PNAP documents, the Brookings Institute documents. We've got to get to Iran. And I believe at this point in time that this was intended all along. There is an amazing book called The Secret War Against the Jews that was written by a Department of Justice prosecutor named John Loftus, who had access to, you know, files and records that normal investigators such as myself wouldn't have. And he makes a very strong case throughout the book that the U.S. has never been Israel's friend, and that the U.S. has, in fact, sabotaged Israel almost at every step of the way. Now, one of the interesting things that I came across recently and have done an article on is that it appears that most of the defensive weapons that the U.S. is selling to Israel don't work. So the U.S., actually some of this research was done by an MIT PhD named Ted Postol, who did analysis not only of the Iron Dome and some of the other weapon systems, but was also pointing out that some of these alleged gas attacks in Syria were false flags, and that they were not put together by Assad. So again, we have the U.S. sort of creating a picture of a country as, you know, needing regime change, has to be attacked, and so forth. But once we get into this with Iran, and if it's true that the defensive weapons for Israel don't work, then I think we've got Hitler too. And I think that this is, I know this is not a popular thing to say, you know, that there's a lot of concern about the policies of the state of Israel. I am not a supporter of the policies of the state of Israel, and I want to make that clear. But I am very concerned what would happen if Iran attacked Israel, because my research indicates that there is another global chessboard, and that global chessboard means that those bioweapons programs, specifically the covert one involving the double line water system, that it will be unleashed after Israel is attacked. So we in the U.S., who are considered inconvenient, we who are considered useless eaters or the wrong race and religion, or simply politically inconvenient, are going to find ourselves attacked in this manner in the U.S. And this is what my real concern is.
I believe that, Janet. We have never seen terrorism until the World Trade Center, and I have other opinions on that as well, but there have never been boots on the ground or boots on the ground terrorists for any length of time that have done terrible things like poisoning entire reservoirs, which would be, I think, what they would do. And there are a number of them that are not protected, not guarded. And it would be very easy to poison the water systems in the United States. Go ahead,
The double line water system in the United States is a government-sponsored delivery system. The entire system is under the control of parts and agencies in the U.S. government. And if whatever is in that second line is released into preselected households, we have a false flag attack. We have the United States government attacking its own citizens on its own soil. And doing it in a way that they can say, oh, all these people, they got sick and died, and we don't know it was a pandemic.
Do you have a belief, now I happen to, that there are two-thirds of the population of the earth that need to disappear according to the New World Order? Do you believe that?
I believe in the sanctity of human life. And I think there are powers in high places that do not care about human life at all, and that consider most of us to be no more than ants. And right now, I think they have too many. They think they have too many ants. That's what I think.
Okay, thank you. It's deplorable. Every time I open a new document, it disgusts me, and I cannot understand how the people can go to work every day, come home every day, turn on the TV and be content, and look the other way and go into denial about what's happening in this country.
I had some great hopes that Donald Trump was going to try to make a real difference. And some things have happened lately that have called that into question for me. First was when he signed CISA, which was the Critical Infrastructure Security Act, which protects from oversight and from inquiry critical infrastructure, including the double line water system. Okay, so Trump had an opportunity there to blow the whistle on this, and he didn't. He signed it. I'm also concerned about his pursuit of Julian Assange. Trump has been, I think, correct in calling out fake news when he sees it, but calling out fake news and then moving to imprison the icon of non-fake news casts some doubt in my mind as to what his real motives are here. Actually, a lot of the research that I'm doing right now on this double line water system to find out how far across the globe it has spread, I am doing because of the releases that WikiLeaks has done, the cables and so forth. I'm finding evidence in the secret cables, which I would never have found if it weren't for WikiLeaks. So,
what do you think they're going to release? Something like anthrax on a large scale, or E. coli, or bubonic plague, or what do you think is going to be the disease, the pandemic?
The way the system is structured, they can release anything they want to through it. And I don't have access to the bioweapons labs. I don't know what they're working on, but I do know that they have the delivery system in place throughout the United States. And now, thanks to WikiLeaks, I know that it's in some other countries as well. So, you know, we have the delivery system set to go. What are they going to hit us with? I can't even imagine.
Yeah, there's no way we can tell.
This is the country that is experimenting on human beings. This is the country that is invading the Middle East under what appears to be entirely false premises. Is it as we're told, oh, it's because of the oil? Well, that's a perk. You know, that's a perk. But I think that the eugenics motive has to be looked at here, too. And I think Israel is in grave danger. Personally, the government of Israel is not something that I'm particularly excited about. But you have people. You have people just like you and me who are going to work every day, living in a state of siege. And what happens to them, I think, is going to govern what happens next to us.
Janet? We're just about out of time. Do you want to go for night two tomorrow night?
Let's talk about that after the show. Possibly.
Okay,
so.
We'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. God bless.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.